Of course, there is a lot of discrepancies. There's a lot of contradictions. There's a lot of contradictions in this book, 500 to be exact.
So, 500 contradictions in the Bible. Yes. Can you show me one?
Seriously?
Yeah, show me one contradiction.
We're talking about something else. So basically what we're talking about...
If there's 500, can't you show me one?
So when we're talking about... So when we're talking about the differences between... When we're talking about the differences between secularism and... Name one contradiction within the law. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them everywhere. We have them in many Supreme Court cases. We are in the land of suing. We are in the land of endless appeals of court systems. There is something that can always be overturned, no matter what. So, yes, there might be some laws you can point out and say, I've researched this and I have found that this law does this. But if it ever were to be enacted in today's society, it will get overturned.
Well, you know, Reed, I think that we just fundamentally disagree, and I think that a lot of our facts are misconstrued because America was founded upon the Bible and Christian principles. Many of the laws of America had direct references to the Bible. Even in court today, you have to put people put a hand on a Bible many times. Every single president has put his hand on a Bible to swear an oath into office. Sure, but to say that we're a secular society is just kind of to deny reality and deny the history of our country. I believe that we've become more secularized, and there's been a polarization away from the Bible in more recent context. But to suggest that we're a secular society is just kind of to ignore a lot of history. And here's the thing.
Did I say secular society, or did I say
secular society? So, but
secular country within our laws.
Obviously, we've deviated from our original premise, and I get it.
It was my doing.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed your perspective over women staying home in certain aspects when it comes to the agreement of both parties. And I really enjoyed that conversation. And when we got into the gender wage gap, it did become an argument between this and this and this and.